Today's recording is a very important one. Let us begin with the quote posted in our thread by Buckminster Fuller. He says, "You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete." Can you think of why that could very well be the most relevant and fundamental quote of our current times? Let's look a little deeper. Those who are working with me, those whom I have come here to serve in support of their work, are individuals who are here on this planet at this time to build the new systems and infrastructures to support the formation of a new Earth, of a higher elevation of reality. Never has that been more true than now. Look around you and you will very quickly see that fundamental systems that the world has seemingly relied on for its advancement and the maintenance of its order are crumbling, are completely shattering and falling to pieces. These types of systems can be known as governments, financial systems, school systems. Quite a lot of systems seem to be crumbling to the ground right now. And we can look at these collapses as tragic and dramatic. We can perhaps move from that idea of tragedy and drama into observing what will happen next. Let's see what will happen next. As we maintain as much of a state or perspective of neutrality as we can without getting affected or dramatically traumatized by the collapse. And then we can take it a step even further and decide that we are giving no attention, investing none of our vital energy into fueling the drama and the chaos of the collapse of the systems that are deeply rooted in the illusion of limitation and disempowerment that this reality was founded on and that existed in for hundreds and thousands of years. But if we don't invest our energy, if we don't place our focused attention on the collapse, on what's happening in the news and in the media, then what do we do with our time? Perhaps that question comes along with another question. Why are you here? Are you here to be the change? Are you here to do work that no one else on this planet at this time could ever do the way you can do? If your answer is yes, if your answer is maybe, probably, I guess, then it's a question of how fully are you willing to dive into the profundity of you? How willing are you to stand in your power and to wield your power? How willing are you to be of service in this world? How willing are you to step up, to be transparent, to bare your soul for all to see? Or is there a sense of vulnerability associated with being in a greater state of spirit embodied in this world? We spoke of this quote in our last conversation yesterday. And that ties in very beautifully with another concept that we touched upon, which was this very peculiar confusion between the concepts of vulnerability and being in spirit while in body. And here's where the peculiarity comes in. Very often we associate vulnerability with transparency, with stepping out of the spiritual closet, so to speak. But why? Why does it come with this association of vulnerability if standing in our power, present in the now, in deep gratitude for the finite form, holding within its container the infinite nature of us as spirit. If that is our most powerful state of being, in and out of form, then why the association with this thing called vulnerability? My answer to that question is that in the initial stages of willing to be more of you in this world, willing to resonate spirit through your physical body, through the subtle body surrounding your physical body, through your actions, through your words, through your eyes, through the decisions that you make when exercising free will. All of those things are opportunities for you to materialize spirit in this world of form. But the initial stages can be somewhat wonky. You may feel unsteady, you may feel unstable, you may feel unsure of your knowingness. And that is when the dance, this royal dance with doubt, begins. This is when we begin to explore what we know, capital K, and how we can use it in this world and for what reason. So know that if you have this inkling that, hold on, if I am more of myself, if I agree to be a bigger version of myself, if I agree to step up and speak up, I'm going to put myself in the line of fire. I'm going to put myself in a place of vulnerability. Know that that is only temporary and that is not a necessity. But there are other intricacies involved. Many of those are connected with past life experiences of stepping up, of being heard. And oops, they found you, and then something perhaps life-ending resulted. All of those are simply lack of resolution to resolve. There are instances that are opportunities for you to iron out the wrinkles of your fabric of you. It's not a big deal. It doesn't have to be dramatic. It doesn't have to be onerous. You can ask for help. There are beings in your life, hint, hint, all around you who can help, who can assist. Know that it takes courage to even be willing to consider experiencing potential vulnerability and unsteadiness in this process of standing in and wielding your power. But know that it is not in any way as bad as it might feel like it will be. It is not as big a risk as you may imagine it could be. But doubt does not assist in those moments of stepping out, standing in your power. So having tools that assist you in observing if doubt pops up and how to address doubt when it wants to be in the driver's seat can be very helpful. And we walked into some of those tools, some of those methods of addressing this doubt in our last conversation yesterday. So if this is something you would like to explore, speak up. Either bring it up in your group discussions with us or send us a note. These are very important topics and they are very real. And the longer that we as a collective remain in a state of denial that doubt exists, that fear exists, that maybe even hatred exists within us, the longer it will remain. The longer it will take to purge and clear from this reality, where it no longer has place. So this is a very important construct that ties into something called integrity. And this is where we got into some fun practical applications of integrity and this dynamic of tolerance. If each of us has our own code of integrity, aligning with that code of integrity and not crossing lines of integrity for ourselves is fundamental. However, integrity is relative. So for example, the mafia has a very strict code of integrity and they abide by that code of integrity. But would that code of integrity be in alignment with yours? That's an extreme example. How about the person next to you, whether it be your closest friend, your life partner, your family member, the person you share your home with, the person that you have a business with? What if those people in your life do not have a similar code of integrity as you? Do you bend, do you compromise, or do you remain intolerant when you are faced with those moments when you know if you comply, you will be acting in direct violation to your own code of integrity? I'm going to share now two examples. So there are two instances in the last week where I have found myself working with people, service providers, who violated a very simple code of integrity between me as the recipient of the service and them as the provider. Two very different cases, two instances in which they don't know each other at all. And yet, in both cases, my reality was directly impacted, and in both cases, I said something. I expressed my intolerance for the violation of integrity that I experienced in the contractual relationship that we have together. And something very interesting happened. Both of them acknowledged that there was a violation, and both of them, in their own ways, explained that the violation was okay because it was based on compliance to certain systems. Isn't that interesting? Loop back to this concept of the systems of domination and control crumbling, falling apart, collapsing all around us, and us now facing the opportunity to break free of those systems that demand compliance, which ultimately means relinquishing your sovereign right to be in alignment with not only your code of integrity, but with you potentially as spirit. And do you then follow the rules and the guidelines of these systems of compliance enforcement, or do you choose freedom? An example that we worked with during our call is one in which we were discussing the corporate cultures and how these corporate cultures in big organizations insist on in their members or participants, I don't even know, employees, whatever you want to call them, complying to very specific, often extremely rigid systems that seemingly enable the organization to run smoothly, but ultimately potentially take away freedoms of the individuals helping to build those organizations. Is it our job in this time, is it our role at this moment to comply with systems that wish to train us to exhibit certain types of behaviors? Funnily enough, we did talk about this concept of training as well, very prevalent, of course, in the corporate systems, and the synonyms, some of which for training are grooming and breeding. Do we choose to continue to be blindly bred and groomed to comply to systems of disempowerment. I know that these are very big questions, and I know that they can sound theoretical, but they are deeply influential in how your realities play out. And to answer those questions honestly to yourself is a very important exercise to consider. Next is, if you choose freedom, if you choose your own sovereignty, if you choose not to be controlled by disempowering systems, then it's important to recognize, appreciate, acknowledge that it takes a tremendous amount of courage to go against the grain, to not be part of the herd mentality, to stand in your sovereignty, and to choose freely with awareness in the now moment. Going back to Buckminster Fuller's quote, "You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete." If that is true for you, and perhaps you find yourself in some variation of a corporate environment or regulated by a governing body, consider how you can make steps forward that will enable you to create the new rather than to fight or to continue to fight the old, existing, crumbling reality. For if we fall into compliance as a way of life, we fall into enslavement.